On a cold night in late March of 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. found himself in a not-so-unfamiliar situation, running from the Klan. Earlier in the evening, he had delivered a speech at a mass meeting in Greensboro, Alabama, and was on his way back to Selma when he received the news that cars filled with armed men were on the lookout for him. King quickly turned to an old ally, Mrs. Teresa Burroughs, for a safe house where he could weather the storm. With little thought, Mrs. Burroughs and her family obliged. Mrs. Burroughs, in fact, had been actively involved in the pursuit of civil rights since even before Rosa Parks ignited the modern civil rights movement. Once the civil rights movement was in full swing, she regularly offered her hair salon for local civil rights organizers and was an active participant in many historic civil rights marches throughout the South. When the call came from Selma in March of 1965, Burroughs dropped everything to be there. On March 7th, she joined 600 others in Selma on a march destined for Montgomery. They would get nowhere near. After crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge in downtown Selma, they were met by Alabama state troopers who attacked them with tear gas and billy clubs. But that day, now known as Bloody Sunday, did nothing but reinforce Burroughs' dedication to the cause. And so, almost 2 weeks later, Mrs. Burroughs was there again to march behind Dr. King all the way to Montgomery. And just last year, some 50 years later, at the foot of that same bridge, Mrs. Burroughs stood tall as the country's first black president, Barack Obama, presented her with a medal celebrating her courage and leadership in the civil rights movement.
I'm one of the original foot soldiers that walked from Selma to Montgomery. 5 days and four nights we walked. And would you believe it rained every day? I slept wet, walked wet, ate wet. I never been so wet in all my life. Those 7 days was not pleasant, but they had to be done.
It is suffice to say that Mrs. Burroughs is a living example of the power and leadership that women bring to civil rights movements, and our 54-strong group was lucky to meet her. Bellevue College students Ty Ellis, Gigi Huang, and Shreyas Rahman caught up with Mrs. Burroughs, now in her 90s, to get her take on the role that women play in civil rights.
We always need to take this togetherness. I just love to say the spirit of this movement. If it had not been the spirit, nothing could have gotten you here. But you had the spirit within you. I want to do this. And you know what? You are going to keep on doing it too.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Jason Gilmore reporting from Greensboro, Alabama for Utah Public Radio.
Support for the USU Civil Rights Pilgrimage 54 Strong is made possible in part by our members, the USU Access and Diversity Center, and the USU Diversity Council, cultivating diversity of thought and culture, and serving the public through learning, discovery, and engagement.